Okay, the Gemara Daf Gimel explains, the Rava tells us that the need for the Shliach to represent Fani Nichta b'Fani Nechtam is because, after all, if this get is coming from Chutz Laretz, that Ein Eidim Mitzuyin L'Kayim. To be Mekayim the Shtar, this get is going to be quite difficult. So therefore, this representation is going to satisfy that need. The Gemara tells us if that's true, Liboyitrei. If Kiyam Shtaros is essential, so what do you mean the representation of Shliach is sufficient? Of course, two Eidim would be necessary. After all, Mida Dahavi Kiyam Shtaros Ba'alma, whenever you have the Shtar, in some shape or form, you have to validate that particular Shtar. And that requires a form of Eidus. So the Gemara tells us, Rish Lakish says the following, something which is stunning. Mikar hadin daraisa, that really is not necessary. Why? Why is that not necessary at all? Because Eidim achasumim al hashtar nasu k'mishenechre idusim ebezendam. You have a shtar, and the shtar is signed. You know what? We view that Eidus as though that it's signed and sealed. K'mishenechre idusim ebezendam. That's something which is so striking. You know, the Gemara tells us in the Sanhedrin, Bottom of Beis, Mud Beis, Gimel Aleph, the Tvar Torah, Echad Dini Mamanos, Echad Dini Fashos, Bedrisha V'Chakira. Eidim come to Bezdin. You grill them. Sometimes, Midrabanan, we're not going to go through with that. Shlotino Delos Bifnei Lovim. But the Iker Din Darais, of course, is that when Eidim come, you know, that's not the end of the story. That's the beginning. Now you have to interrogate them. Make sure. Emes, Nachon, Hadavar. And all of a sudden now, here, when it comes to the shtar, Rish Lakish tells us incredibly, you know, Nasek Misha Nechro, Eidusim Ebezendam. And this whole need from Kiyom Shtaros is only a din, Drabanan, Verabanan Hudastruch, and therefore, Mishum Igune, Kile Verabanan. So no doubt that this is something that is so, so unusual, that Eidus Bacholot Arakula requires Divishiv Chakira, and somehow when it comes to Eidim Chasum al Hashtar, that is not the case. K'mishenekre Eidusan Bebezna. What you see from the Gemara just simply, is that, you know what, there apparently is a difference between Eidus as opposed to Eidim Achasum al Hashtar. Eidus requires this, and this is not necessary. Midin Daraisa, when it comes to a particular Shtar. Because the Chora, one could have argued that very simply, that Eidus is Eidus. And Eidus can be presented in different forms. Sometimes Eidus can be presented verbally. Sometimes Eidus can be redacted, it can be drafted. Eidus can be presented b'chsav. So whether the affidavit is submitted to the court or whether the aid comes and he presents verbally, does that really make such a difference? Whether the Eidus is Eidus b'chsav or Eidus which indeed is alpeh, apparently you see the following, that there's something unusual. And that is shtar. Shtar is not just simply Eidus b'chsav. Because after all, that Eidus requires Drisha v'chakira, and the shtar is k'mishenekre Eidusim ebezden dami. So the whole integrity, the whole chefzed shtar, seems to be different than one would describe as typical Eidus. And here I would go a step further. It's not just simply that there's a difference between shtar as opposed to Eidus b'chsav. Do we even allow Eidus b'chsav? Maybe it's one thing to say the following. There's Eidus. Eidus alpeh, Eidus b'chsav, but somehow a shtar is considered to be different. Do we even allow for such a thing? Eidus, which is b'chsav. And if the answer is no, we would never allow for Eidus b'chsav. Then you have to realize, mamish the chiddush of shtar. Not just simply that it's something that otherwise you wouldn't have known, but you know, adavra sosera saklau, in the sense that edus is always transmitted this way, and all of a sudden now you have a shtar, which obviously, the shtar is considered to be kosuv and chosum. Because when you look in the Gemara, in Yevamos Sandaf Lamed Aleph, the Sugin Gittin Davayin Aleph, the Gemara has an incredible drasha, when the Torah describes Eidus, Al-Pi Shnei Eidim, Al-Pi Shnayim Eidim, Mamos, Nefashos, right? The Gemara says, Al-Pi, Mipihem, V'lo Mipiksav. Mipihem v'lom biksav. Eidus has to be articulated. It has to be verbalized. It has to be transmitted in that way. We don't allow for mipiksav. We don't allow for mipiksav. So it's not just simply that, you know what, like there's an added